is the Don and Mike Show.
Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do?
My God, ma'am, what have you done?
That's not your mother. It's a man, baby.
Yeah. Come on. Why won't this wig come off? Austin!
Yeah, hold on.
No, Austin, my mother!
Oh! I'm sorry, Basil, I thought she was a man.
Damn it, man, you're talking about my mother!
Well, you have to admit, she is rather mannish.
Austin!
Well, no offense, but if that is a woman, it does look like she was beaten with an ugly stick.
The Don and Mike Show. Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Don and Mike coming up at 3 o'clock. Till then, it's the rest of the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, your holiday headquarters. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Now, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. In the first episode, Mike went through a list that his ex-wife gave him about things she didn't like about him, and now it's time to take callers, and we all know what that means. Trouble. And it's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello there, Greg, Don and Mike Show. Hello. You poor sap.
Oh, no, don't say that. Yeah. Come on, no, now. Don't
I feel
that.
Bad for you.
Well, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. I'm Hello. Doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Hey, Greg. What's going on with the phones here?
I don't know.
That was Green nutty. Sounds. Try Frank. Hey, Frank. Don and Mike Show. I'm trying.
Hello.
Yeah, you're
Hello.
On. There we go. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to come. I wanted to come to Frida's defense.
To Frida's defense.
The reason Frida that doesn't you want are Frida, probably insecure.
Frida doesn't want to. Frida doesn't want to divorce me or separate from me.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. In defense, the reason that you're very jealous, Don, is because you're insecure. Just before you guys took down the pictures off your website, I took the one off of you at the bowling alley with the people from One Life.
Oh, you're goddamn right I'm insecure. Of course I am. What man is not?
I'm not.
Oh, who am I talking to here? George Clooney?
No, definitely not. But Mike, on the other hand, you guys are two entirely different people. Mike is a more easygoing guy. He's going through a rough time. I don't think he should be sharing this with all the listeners. As cool as, you know, some people may find it, this is a real personal thing.
Hey, I you know what? This was a list. I went to my wife and we discussed this and anything that that I'm doing about this. I do this with her permission.
Who the hell decided you're the great arbiter?
Yeah, who the hell decided you? And you know what? I don't mind sharing this list, but I resent you pulling a judgment trip on both of us.
Is this Dr. Phil?
No, it's not Dr.
And incidentally,
Phil.
Dr. Phil looks just like Hank Kingsley from
Mike,
Hey Now Show.
If this isn't ratings, if this isn't sweeps right now, why would you be risking marriage?
Listen, let me explain something else to you that apparently you don't get. We are always in ratings. There's never a time that we're not in ratings.
You know what? And can I say something to you? When I'm dealing with this situation, which I have to share at a certain point when a decision is made, you have to share it with your friends, people that you come in contact with, coworkers. One of the reasons I share it on the air is because, frankly, it's therapeutic for me to do that, and it makes me feel good. And you know what? I have one rule about it. I'm not going to dishonor my wife. I'm not going to say bad things about her because, frankly, we're not getting along. But we do love each other, and this makes me feel better when I do it. I can handle it, and that's why I choose to do this.
How could you feel good, though, later on going home and you're sitting there all by yourself knowing that thousands or hundreds and thousands of listeners...
Millions,
you got
sir.
Buddy, I can handle it. We've been on the radio for 16 years.
You tell me something. You can tell me now. You don't have.
I absolutely do.
And that's old news.
Well, now
I
guess what? You just told 6 million people you do.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys are personalities.
What is your point? What are you doing?
The whole point of really being a personality is talking about your personality and talking about what's going on in your life.
You don't feel that any part of that should be private?
There's a lot. Let me tell you something. With Don and with me, there is a lot of our lives that are private.
I live a lot of my life on the air. There's some that's private.
There's a sure. good deal of it that's private.
But if it bothers you, don't listen.
No, it's not a matter of it bothers me. As a counselor, I just feel that...
Oh, are you a counselor?
Counselor.
He is Dr. Phil. Yeah.
Well, F you.
Counselor!
What are you a certified counselor?
Absolutely, in New York State.
You're a psychotherapist?
Well, listen, What my main concern
is
your children.
Excuse me. Hey, I've got a question for you, a-hole. Are you a psychotherapist?
Yes, I am.
With a degree?
Absolutely.
What does your degree say?
I have a PhD.
You have a PhD in what?
In psychoanalysis.
So you are in psychoanalysis, but you're not a psychiatrist.
I cannot dispense prescriptions.
Okay, but you counsel people?
Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
Counselor!
I don't.
You want me to fax in proof?
Sure.
Okay. Put me on hold and give me a fax.
Counselor! Is that you?
Hello?
Counselor.
Counselor.
Yes. Counselor.
I'm here.
I'm out. Come out wherever you are.
Well, you know, F
I'm,
you.
All I'm doing is calling out a concern for his kids.
Oh, screw
oh,
you.
Oh, come on, F you. His kids are fine. Why don't you worry about your own life? For God's sakes, we're going to have a counselor. Are you calling a dumb radio show? Hello, Sam. Don and Mike show. Hello,
how
Sam.
Doing?
That guy's such a dumbass.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Well, you're doing it for sweeps.
Really?
People think because the TV networks are in rating sweeps now, we're in rating sweeps. Right. I got news for you.
We were born in a rating sweep.
I got news for you. There's 2 weeks of the year that we aren't rated, and it's the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's. And that's why we get 2 weeks off.
There you go.
Because they're the only 2 weeks of the year that they don't do ratings. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Sam.
How you doing?
Okay.
I've been married 8 years, and I figured out about 2 months after I got married, I had to handle the rejection issue with my wife at night.
Yeah.
She refused me, so I... And it about freaked her out. And she's like, well, what are you doing?
You want to know the truth? I've done that while my wife's been sleeping.
I have, too.
And she's never known. Yeah. I mean, I don't
have you ever done that, Buzz?
Yes, I have.
Rob, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
I don't think we're not talking about something that's particularly unusual, sir. No. I think you should feel good about that.
I don't feel the need to wake her up, though, and let her know what's happening.
I never did that.
Honey, look at this. Wow, I think you want to stay on your own side of the bed for a couple of minutes.
And that's not going to win her over, no matter what you think.
No. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think we've determined because of a contest on this show. That's just not fun to watch.
Mike.
Yes.
Hi, it's Artie from Long Island.
Hello, Artie.
I've been married, coming up on 15 years, and the one thing that I've always done with my wife is be truthful and always explain that there's something going on. I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you make a list of 10 things that bother you about your wife and present it to her and see how she feels? Because it seems like everything's one-sided with you.
No, it's not. And let me tell you, let me make that very clear. It is not one-sided. What is one-sided is if I'm going to get on here and talk on the radio, I'm talking about the problems with me. I'm not going to talk
about it. He's not going to rag on
that. That's
okay.
Not, that'll never happen. Yeah. It will never happen. And it's certainly not anything that, seriously would be something. I have the form. She's not on the radio. And this is my form. And that's not a level playing field.
Right.
Okay.
Let's break for spots.
Getting a little tense here. You know what gets tense when the amateur psychiatrists call in?
Well, the one
that's
guy,
that's when that's when I still don't believe that guy.
Let me just say, you don't need a PhD to know that I'm insecure. I mean, Christ, I'm a walking billboard for insecurity. And as far as skid marks in the underpants,
right,
all guys have them. And Mike talking about this on the air. Hey, listen, who can't relate to that?
Right.
I mean, who can't relate to someone going through tough times in a marriage?
Well, also, I think that as you've said this before, that a lot of times when you use this as your therapy session,
yeah,
and really in this particular circumstance, for me, although I'm getting lots of other outlets to do this, it makes me feel good. And it also makes me feel good to talk. It doesn't bother me to mention things that are bad, because I mean that's life. We all have problems.
And the last thing I'll say on this, and I promise we'll drop this, is that I applaud you for doing this, because for instance, when that phony Jack Diamond got divorced,
mm-hmm,
the guy, what he did was it just happened, and all of a sudden one day he never talked about his old family again, and he talked about his new girlfriend. Now, you're not in that situation,
right?
You're not dumping your wife for a younger broad,
right?
But at least you're upfront enough that you're coming in here and mm-hmm you're saying, hey, this is going on, because what you don't want to happen is one day you're married,
right,
and everything's great, and then somebody calls up the show one day and says, hey, Mike, how come we never hear about your wife? And you say, oh, yeah, 2 years ago we got divorced.
Exactly. In fact, mm-hmm, I didn't bring that up, and that's a good point. That's exactly true, because I think really the way the relationship we have with our audience is, when we're talking to them, you kind of like to know what's going on in people's lives.
Right.
And this is kind of, as opposed to just shocking the audience with it on one day,
I
you kind of ease into it like you would with your family and friends.
Imagine how awkward it would be if there was a radio personality who you'd listen to for years and years and years, and they talked about, how great the marriage was, and then all of a sudden one day you found out
Don,
that
you are On the air, sir.
It's heartbreaking.
No, the marriage was really just a sham, and it had broken up years ago. I mean, you would be heartbroken.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
It'd be shocking, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, see, listen, I want to tell you something about him.
Yeah.
I was listening to him on my way in today from the meeting.
Really?
You know, the listener cruise he's going on?
Yeah.
That he used to go on every year with his wife?
Yeah.
Guess who's going on the cruise with this year?
Yeah, no surprise there.
Right. Uh-huh. His producer.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay.
Join Diana and I aboard the cruise ship, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever happened in the old days, it would be join Mrs. Livy and I.
Right.
Yeah, now it's, so I guess that's out there.
I suppose. I'm not sure how much is out there.
I don't know.
We really don't know. Well, we know. We better say it.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
Want to see the Redskins play at FedEx Field this week? Well, thanks to Independence Air, you can enter to win two of the best seats in the house. They've installed comfy leather seats in front row at midfield. Visit FlyEye.com to enter. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Other restrictions apply. See FlyEye.com for official rules.
Why put up with wireless that doesn't work where you need it to? At Verizon Wireless, we invest over $4 billion a year in our network, more than any other carrier, to make sure we deliver superior reliability in more places. Just listen to some of them.
I work in a diner, and I get signals.
You don't have to walk block to block to hear a person.
I traveled extensively. Verizon works the best.
Verizon Wireless absolutely works for me.
It's time you got the wireless network that gives you more of the reliability you're looking for. Verizon.